We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio.
All right, 203 on the Fan, and a very good Monday afternoon to you. Joe and Evan in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here to 6 o'clock. Big Mike Frances, of course, will come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from you know where, the Town Fair Tire Studio. Nobody. Beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And you know what? At least not yet. Nobody beats the 49ers, and nobody beats the Titans, and nobody beats the Packers, and nobody beats the Chiefs, because those are the four teams that will be playing in the conference championship games next weekend. How are you, bro? What's up?
I'm better than the Baltimore Ravens. Oh, my God.
How about that? How about that on Saturday night?
Stunning.
Oh, my. That was stunning.
Stunning.
I mean, they just shut down the unshutdownable.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to put it.
How else you could say it?
They shut down.
Because that's what they did.
The unshutting downable Baltimore Ravens. This was a football team that was the best team in the NFL. It was the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, 14-2, 12 straight wins.
And there were,
all of that.
There were so many things.
40 points a game, pretty much.
Oh, my. You can't stop them on the ground. They're real good defensively. And if they have a 4th-and-1, they convert 100% of the time.
And what was the number on 4th downs in general? I think they were like 24 out of 30 on 4th downs, period.
Yeah.
All year.
They were perfect on 4th-and-1, and not once, but twice in this game, the Tennessee Titans.
Shut them down.
That was, of all the things that happened this weekend.
Of course.
And that's the most remarkable by a ton.
Yeah.
This was the best team in the NFL. And they certainly didn't look like it on Saturday night.
No, they got their rear ends whooped. I don't see how else you could say it. And you know, give Dean Pease, the defensive coordinator, and Mike Vrabel, give these guys a tremendous amount of credit, because what they did to Jackson. Now Jackson still. I mean, you look at the if you just were looking at numbers. I guess if you're a fantasy geek,
right?
Okay, the numbers were ridiculous. I mean, he rushed for over 100 yards. I think he threw 60 passes in a game. What was it 59, 60 passes?
Yeah, 59.
He had to be over 300 yards passing.
He was.
All right? Yep. So, I mean, you know, you had all that going for it. But they just – and he had some big runs. I mean, he did have some, you know, interesting, you know, some highlight-type runs. But never could – you know, two turnovers, threw two picks, that big pick early that went off the hands of the tight end that really kind of set the tone for the whole game. You know, the fumble, the sack fumble by Jarrell Casey of Jackson in his game. Like you said, the 2 4th-down stops, one early in the game when they were on about their own 40-yard line.
And
went for it.
And think about it. That's a turnover.
Of course it was.
So when you factor in the actual turnovers, that interception he threw on the high pass to Andrews, but it goes off of his hands, then Lamar gets called for a penalty.
Oh, he did? Yeah.
Which gave them a little bit better field position. But when you look at the actual turnovers – and the turnover on downs that they had twice, not converting on 4th-and-1. And I thought the play call, and I still love John Harbaugh.
Right.
He's still one of the better coaches in the world.
Of course.
This was not a great day for him either.
No.
Including the play calling on 4th-and-1. And then the defense on the other side allowed a big play. I mean, the Titans were able to win with, again, out asking Ryan Tannehill to wheel the football all over the place, but he made plays when he had to, including that bomb to Khalif Raymond.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, it's interesting. Tannehill, 2 playoff victories has yet. And in this world of fantasy football, where everybody, you know, it's all about throwing passes. The guy hasn't thrown for 100 yards in either game.
Yes.
Think, what is the possibility of that happening? And, of course, Derrick Henry's been just unbelievable. I mean, 195 yards rushing.
And he throws one.
And he did a Tim Tebow jump pass for a touchdown, as you said, in this game. I mean, this, and I'll tell you, going into the championship game now, you could not have – what contrasting styles this is. Mm. You have the fast break, high-powered, unbelievable, high-wire offense going up against the smash-mouth, you know, 1980s-style smash-mouth football team.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty much what they are.
Well, and also – and this is why I was so stunned. I mean, a lot of people were stunned. I don't think I was the only one.
Well,
but
stunned because they shut them down the way they did.
Yeah. I mean –
12 points.
The Tennessee Titans defensively during the course of the season was an average defense.
Right.
They were average.
Right.
Yeah. And over the last 2 weeks – against a Hall of Fame quarterback in Tom Brady and a guy who was having an all-world year and an offense that was having an all-world year, their defense came to play. They made big stops when they had to. They forced turnovers when they had to. And you're right, the offense did enough, and they played to their strength, which is just running the football down your throats, but also keeping you on your toes.
And not making any mistakes.
No mistakes.
Because they didn't turn the ball over.
That's right. Know? Compared to the Ravens, turning the ball over way too much, especially when you count not converting on fourth down.
That's almost like five turnovers.
No, it basically is.
Yep.
I mean, going into the second half, the Ravens get the football. They're marching down the field. You're still thinking they can pull this out. And they've got a fourth and one from the 16-yard line. They go for it. And again, this defense makes a play.
And they strung them out. I mean, that play, too, to me, was really symbolic of what this game was. They have Jackson where he tried to go right. He tried to get outside one way. Then he turns back to try to get outside the other way.
Right.
And they were there.
They were quick.
And they were there. They forced him to the outside the entire game. I mean, they were doing that the entire game when he was running with the ball. They were forcing him outside the whole game. It was a brilliant – I mean, Mike Vrabel in these two games, I mean, it's what he has done against the Pats – and the Ravens on the road is unbelievable.
No, you're right. And it's again, proof that stats can be so overrated.
Yep,
because if I would have told you before the game, Lamar is going to go for 365 yards passing, 143 on the ground, you'd say, all right, Ravens.
Well, the one thing, though, if you would have told me, though, he threw 59 passes.
Well, I left that part out.
Right. If you would have told me he's putting up 59 passes, something's amiss here.
No, of course.
You know, there's no doubt about
it. Just like if you're only asking a quarterback to throw the ball 14 times, that's usually a good sign.
Unbelievable.
And the thing about Tannehill over the last 2 weeks against the Patriots and against the Ravens is he's made big plays in this week's case with his legs, too, which was some brilliant play calling, but he's made some big plays. So even though he only threw for 88 yards, and he only threw for how many against New England? 70, whatever. He's made the big play with his arm when he needed to. The one that jumped out at me was the bomb to Khalif Raymond.
Yeah, and he also had a run on that first drive for the touchdown after they got that initial turnover, the initial interception. He had about a 10-yard run for a first down, and then he got hit out of bounds as well. For another big penalty right after Jackson's late hit or whatever you want to call it. They called him for a horse collar.
Yeah, they called him for a horse collar on that play. That was the stunner of the weekend.
It was.
And they are a live underdog if we've ever seen one.
Yep.
I mean, they are the livest, hottest underdog in the world right now.
I think Tony Romo said it yesterday during the Kansas City game where he basically said what this game is going to remind him of, and I agree with it. It's the Bill Walsh Niners against the Parcells Giants.
Yeah.
This is what this game is. You have the high wire offense, even though, you know, look, I mean, the West Coast offense and all the trimmings with Montana and Craig and, you know, Rice and all of that. You got all of that kind of stuff. And then you got the smash mouth, hardly throwing any passes. Let's run the ball down their throat and play defense. Titans.
Yeah.
I mean, what a matchup it is.
It's going to be fun, that's for sure, because I think if you would have said 2 weeks ago the Titans are going to go on a run, that's why things in theory never work when you see the reality of it.
Right.
In theory, we'd say, oh, my God, the Titans are going to be the AFC title game against Kansas City.
Right.
They'll get killed. But after watching them the last 2 weeks against the Patriots, and especially this week against the Ravens,
unbelievable,
who were undisputed the best team in the NFL this year, pound for pound,
no doubt,
and they took them apart, and they've done it without the full arsenal of what they're capable of doing. A.J. Brown closed the season on a rampage. Mm-hmm. A.J. Brown had three 100-yard catch games in the last four games of the season. He had caught four touchdown passes. He has been targeted in the last two games four times for two catches and 13 yards. They haven't even displayed him because they haven't needed to yet.
Haven't needed him at all.
And I thought what was so important in this game is all year long what the Ravens have done is they've played from ahead.
Yeah.
Every single week.
Yeah.
That's why
they
were outscoring teams at this absurd pace in first quarters this year, like 128-30, just crushing teams. And that is not what happened on Saturday. They took them out of their game because all year long, the Ravens are playing ahead. And that was not the case Saturday night. And give Mike Vrabel all the credit in the world. What he has done is he's authored one of the most surprising and great postseason runs, and now he's a win away from the Super Bowl.
Win away, and boy, I'll tell you, it just, like I said, it's been unbelievable what this team has done. And Derrick Henry, and I've said this before, and by no means am I saying he's the great Jim Brown, but he reminds me of him because he's like men against boys out there. You know, you get to the point with these defenses, we saw it with the Patriots, I think we saw it in this game, they don't want to tackle this guy anymore.
Yeah. You're right.
I mean, this guy's pounding here. Even when he's not getting anywhere, he's falling for 4 yards.
He's
right? I mean, and he had a couple big runs in the game. He had that one run where he almost broke. They caught him on about the 5-yard line. I forget how long that run. It was a big 50-yard something like that run. I mean, it's just and after a while, it really, that's what it comes down to. I don't want to tackle this guy anymore.
You know, it's funny. Earl Thomas had said after the Patriot game, it looked like the Patriots didn't want to tackle him anymore.
Right.
It's easy to say that and then experience it, and you're in the same boat. Because you are sick of tackling him.
You do. How could you not be?
He's a monster right now. He's playing at this incredibly high level. He's a free agent at the end of the year,
surprise.
By the way.
Yeah. Shocking.
Well, I think he also smells a championship.
Yeah, why not?
I think he could taste it right now. And I admit, you know, I got to be honest, watching them play, a part of me feels sort of bitter, sort of upset. I don't even know how to describe it, that Ryan Tannehill, who is supposed to be taken to another level with Adam Gase, is now doing this and going on a Super Bowl run. I'm sure it bothers Dolphin fans, but it creates this weird emotion in my stomach because Gase is supposed to be the quarterback whisperer. He is supposed to be the guy that's gotten the most out of Tannehill. Now, I know Tannehill isn't lighting teams
they're
up.
They're not asking him to do too much. You know that.
But he's doing enough.
Well, he's doing what he needs to do.
And you know what else
he's
I'll defend him on?
He's doing what he needs to do.
You're right. During this run, he's only doing what he's asked to do. He's a part of why they're here.
Sure.
I don't know if they're in the
7-3 with him as the starter.
And he
it's now 9-3.
And during that run, he was asked to do a lot more.
No, you're right.
Let's not get this twisted.
They were scoring like 30 points a game in the run.
And he was throwing the football a lot more than 15 times a game.
Yep.
So
yep.
A big part of why they're here is Ryan Tannehill over Marcus Mariota, which I'm sure creates some kind of bitterness for Dolphin fans. But it creates this weird emotion for me, at least watching, knowing the guy that was supposed to be his whisperer is now the head coach of the team we root for.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I mean, give Tannehill credit, but to me, he's just part of the picture there. You know, I thought it was interesting, too. Interesting, they showed some of these stats, and I thought, you know, because it's unbelievable. Just think about what I'm saying. The quarterback of this team has not thrown for 100 yards in either game. So, I mean, think about it. In either game, he's been under 100 yards passing. I mean, that's, like, mind-boggling in 2019, 2020. It's mind-boggling. And they were showing the stat where the last time it's happened 3 times, I think, in playoff history where the quarterback hasn't even thrown for 100 yards in one team. Twice the Dolphins, who won the Super Bowl both of the years, 72 and 73. So it happened with Greasy. They won the championship both years. And I think the other team that did it was the 74 Steelers, who also won the Super Bowl.
Right, right. It was a different world.
Right, a different world.
Yeah.
So Terry Bradshaw and Bob Greasy, two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, that happened to.
And you know, it's funny, going into this game, I think we both agreed, well, they can't beat the Ravens the way they beat the Patriots. They're not going to be able to win by only asking Tannehill.
Right.
I certainly thought that.
Well, of course.
And I get that same feeling going into the title game, but then again, you never know.
Yeah.
Because they have completely rewritten this script of the way we thought this AFC playoff would lay out. And it does give hope. And this happened a lot more, I'd say, between 07 and like 2013. It was a good run of 9-win teams.
Right.
Average teams, 10-win teams,
well,
wild card teams.
Well, the Patriots at that point weren't winning Super Bowls.
Right. But you saw the Giants. You saw Arizona following year.
9-7, lost to Pittsburgh.
Got to a Super Bowl with 9 wins. Even Green Bay in the Rodgers Super Bowl year, they won 10 games that year. They were the 6th seed that year.
They were the 6th seed, yep.
And we saw a lot of that. Teams going on these runs. We haven't seen as much of that recently. The Titans are a reminder that it's still possible.
Yep.
That if you can get to the playoffs, no matter what the regular season tells you, and you can start playing your best football at the right time, why not you?
Well, I think it helps them, too, that they were playing playoff football for how long? I mean, this is a team that wasn't, you know, they didn't get into the playoffs till the last game of the season.
You're right.
You know?
Yeah.
So they were kind of playing, they were playing pressure football as well. They started out 2-4. They had a Mariota quarterback. And like you said, Tannehill comes in. They won that game against the Chargers where the Chargers didn't get in on the goal line to end the game.
Yep.
Melvin Gordon was short a couple times. It was a crazy ending to the game. They wind up winning the game, and here they are now. And they're dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and to me, and let's be honest, I mean, I understand the pressure's on Kansas City.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Kansas City's got it'll be 50 years for them, you know, which I guess would only be fitting because it was 50 years ago they went to the Super Bowl the last time and won, last time even went there. But the pressure's on the Chiefs, look, Andy Reid, everybody. They got to get there now.
In a lot of ways, and we've talked about this before, but in a lot of ways, the Kansas City Chiefs are the New York Jets. In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Right, right.
They've been to the playoffs. They've had good runs. They haven't gotten over the hump.
No.
And it's very similar when you look at the history. The only difference is Kansas City's had more opportunities in their own building than the Jets have had.
Well, I think the record is, what, 2-8 now in their last 10 home playoff games?
Right. They've had a lot of opportunities.
And the two wins of the last 2 years.
Yes. Yes, under Patrick Mahomes. And we'll get into what happened in that game because that was wild,
man,
too.
Bill O'Brien.
I thought I was watching a Golden State Warriors NBA game.
Well, first of all, Bill O'Brien. I mean, you want to get to Bill O'Brien here because I got so much to say about this guy. How does he still have a job? No, I'm serious,
When we
man.
Come back, we'll get into Bill O'Brien. Brian and what he did in contributing to that loss, how Kansas City is now here in the AFC Championship game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.